Good day, and may God bless you, and welcome to my podcast. My podcast is entitled, The Pathway Home. Hello, my name is Duane Haynes, poet, writer, and author. In my first two episodes, I spoke about my poetry, how I got started, how I found God, and the nature of my poetry. My book is entitled, Two Flurries, God is the Light, Where is Spectrum? In this episode, I would like to speak about some of the poetry in my book. One poem in particular called Directions. This poem has been published and used around the world for many years. Many people have used this poem in many ways. The poem Directions has gotten me an award of 1,000 Leaders of World Influence. This is an epic poem and very prophetic. The poem talks about many things we are interested in life, relationships, love, destiny, and people ask the question, do I have a destiny? And what is my destiny? In the poem Directions, I'd like to give you a sample of that. What you think is what you are. Keep your thoughts positive always. It is important, very important. It is the beginning. For your thoughts become your words. Let your word be your bond. Keep your words positive. Because your words become your actions. And actions speak louder than words. Keep your actions positive, because your actions become your habits, and habits are hard to break. Keep your habits positive, because your habits become your values, and what you choose to value, you will fight for it, cherish, embrace, and believe in it, even until death. Keep your values positive. Your values are the boundaries that govern your life, and thus becomes your destiny. This is a sample taken from the poem, Directions, of how people need to find their destiny. And even in life, we ask, is there a destiny? What is my purpose in life? What do we do? Well, this poem helps you find that direction. It's called Directions. It helps you understand your purpose in life. What is your direction? What is your life? What is love? How we find relationships? What is happiness? Many people look for happiness in so many ways. They go out and they buy things. They say, okay, if I get this, I'll be happy. If I get in this relationship, I will be happy. If I meet this goal, I will be happy. Let not your happiness come from something that can be taken away from you, but let your happiness come from something that is found within you. Interesting. Many of us look for happiness outside of ourselves. And then when we don't find it, and most times we don't find that happiness, we become depressed and we lose who we are. This is something which is important to all of us. Happiness is very important. And God tells me in the poem that happiness comes from within you. If you are happy with who you are on the inside, then you are happy with who you are on the outside. No matter what happens, if you carry that happiness within you, cherish it and love it because that is in you, then no one can take that away from you. Another sample of relationships. We talk about, how do I find a relationship? What is love? How do I find love? In today's society, relationships are very hard to find, very hard to keep, and very hard to understand. People with books out trying to understand it. We have sites online of finding the perfect relationship. Who do I go to? How do I find? In this poem, Directions, God gives an answer or a reason for a relationship. The example is this. If you want someone special, you gotta be someone special. Be loved for who you are, not what you are. And whatever it takes to get that someone, that is what it would take to keep that someone. This is very important. I've seen relationships, I have friends, and I myself am guilty of this. I do everything I can to get this person. And then when I get them, I lose them because I can't keep up with what I did to get them. That's something we also learn. Whatever you put out in a relationship to get a relationship, that's what you need to use to keep a relationship. Simple, easy. But many of us do not understand that. We keep putting and putting. What do I do next? What do I do next? Now do I got her? How do I keep her? Now do I got him? How do I keep him? Well, go back to the beginning. What did you do to get this person? That is what you have to do to keep this person. These are some of the things that are found in my poem, Direction. And it has helped many people find their direction, their pathway, and their life ahead of them. What they're going to do, how they're going to be, what they want to become. God tells you this, and God puts us in you. He gives us gifts and talents. For example, if a person is good at singing, that is your talent. Your talent is used to glorify God. Yeah, I know many people that want to be singers that can't be singers. People want to be dancers that can't be dancers. That is not a gift God has put in you. God has put a destiny in you. He knows what you want to be. He knows what you're going to do. He knows what is best for you. And He gives you this gift. How do you find it? Simple. It's the one you take for granted. Well, I've always been able to do that. I don't know how. I don't know why, but I can do this. That is your talent. Use that talent. If you are a good singer, for example, God has given you that. Sing positive songs. Use your voice to lift people up, not tear people down. It's what you say that takes you down. Words can kill. Words can cut. Use your words to lift people up. If you're good with kids and you're good talking to kids, that is a gift that God has given you. That is a talent. Use it. Work with kids. Show them things. Teach them things. Maybe you are a teacher. If you're a good leader, become a leader. Lead for God. Maybe a leader in the church. Maybe a leader in a group at your job. Maybe a leader just to help people find their ways. Lead people to the right place. Lead people to their destination. Lead people to where they need to go. Show them the way. Show them the path. All of us have a gift. And all of us have a talent. Use it to your advantage. Again, I say, people ask, I don't know what I can do. I don't know what I have. Well, in life, we look at other people. We are taught to be like other people. Well, if you sing like so-and-so, you'd be great. If you dance like so-and-so, you'd be great. Well, God says, be who you are. Be what God has made you to be. Do what you can do. If you go out and try to be what other people are, you will never be happy. Happiness comes from within you. Love it and share it and be you. Be who you are. God made you one person. He made you to be who you are, and He made you to do the things that He wants you to do. Your hair, your skin, the color of your eyes, your voice, everything. All these things God put in you. Why? Because He wants something for you to do for Him. What is that? Your gift and your talent. And again, people ask, how do I find my talent? Simple. It's the one you take for granted. Why do you do this? Oh, I don't know why I do this. That is your talent. Build on your talent. Work on your talent. Let it grow within you. In a relationship, go into a relationship knowing that you are proud of who you are. Show that person who you are on the inside. Because what is on the inside lasts. Love is on the inside. If you show somebody a fake person of you who you are, fake people always comes out. What you do in the dark comes out in the light. Be honest with yourself. Love who you are. Look into the mirror and see who you are, who you truly are, your gifts, your talents, your happiness, your flaws, your mistakes. All these things all of us have. Some of us need to learn how to laugh at ourselves. Why do we do this? This is so funny. What makes me who I am? You make you who you are. Choose. Think. God has given us two things. Choices. You can choose good. You can choose bad. The outcome is up to you. What you do matters. How you think matters. What you say matters. How you react to things matters. All these come from within you. If you stay positive on the inside and you grow on the inside, then you let that light shine out and people will see that. It's hard. It's not easy. I understand that. People wonder why. Why are you happy? Why are you always laughing? Don't change. Be who you are on the inside. Let it grow. Let God help you build who you are on the inside. And then that shines on the outside. Look upon yourself as God looks upon you. You are His child. You are His angel. Shine and understand that. Be proud of who you are. Stand up for who you are. Let no one tear you down for who you are. Be who you are. You are one person. God made one of you. He molded you from clay. He's still molding you. He's still working on you. As God says, I am not finished with you yet. All the trials and tribulations we go through, it's the reason. God is molding us. God is making us. He is preparing us for the gifts and the talents and the tasks that He wants us to do. Why? To glorify Him. People don't understand. Why am I going through this? Why am I treated this way? Why is this happening to me? And we fall. We lose sight of God. We think God is not with us. But God is with us. He knows the path you are on. These trials and tribulations are put there in front of you to help you grow. They hurt very bad. Speaking from experience, I know I've been hurt very bad many, many times. And it's taken me a while to find out exactly who I am, what I can do, and then do it. Opposition will come your way. For the Bible says, you will be persecuted on my namesake, which says, if you do the work of the Lord, things will come against you. That is going to happen. God warns you and tells you that. So you know this is going to happen. Why? Because the devil doesn't want you to win. The devil doesn't want you to do God's work and be in God's army. He wants his army. He's building his army against God. And if he can get you to fall and not do what God wants you to do, he wins. This is what you do. Find peace within yourself. Love who you are. Look at yourself and say, I am beautiful, as God meant for me to be. This is my talent. This is my gift. I will use this to glorify God. And then God will bring people to you. He will put people on your pathway to help you build your talent, build your goal, to reach the goal and your destiny that God has planned for you. For the Bible says, God knew you in your mother's womb, which means he knew exactly what you were going to do in life. He knew exactly how you were going to go. He gave these gifts to you. He gave you the ability to sing. He gave you the ability to love. He gave you the ability to work with kids. He gave you the ability to do all these things that you do naturally because God put this in you. Why? To glorify him. So I ask you, take a minute, look at this book called To Flourish. God is the light. We are his spectrum. You can find it on Amazon. Some of the poems are on iTunes. And you can get an ebook. Read some of the poetry and find your destiny. How to find your destiny. How to work on your destiny. What is love? How to understand love. How to understand yourself. How to understand what your purpose in life is. Many of us, or most of us, and I too, have been a part of this. I didn't know who I was, where I was going. Society will tell you who you are and where to go in a minute. They will tell you exactly what to do, exactly what to be, and what you should be doing, and this will make you happy. Chase money. Money is the root of all evil. We all need money to survive, but money is the root of all evil. When you chase money, you lose happiness. If you use your gift in you to build up God's kingdom, God will bring these things to you. And that's in the Bible. God will give you everything that you need to survive if you stay on the path and do what he has asked you to do. Again, it's not easy and it won't be easy. It's not easy for me to do. Things in this life don't come easy. If success was in a bottle, everybody would buy it. Some things you have to do, you have to work at it. Many characters in the Bible, the way God blessed them is they worked. And they worked, and they worked, and they worked, and they worked, and they put their faith in God, and they took a shot in the dark, and they knew that one day it would happen because they felt it inside their heart. They felt that I could do this. And I say this to you, take this time out just to relax and ask yourself, what can I do naturally? What comes good to me? Not to ask, what can I do that people are asking me to do? What can I do that makes me happy? Happiness starts with you. Love who you are on the inside. Look at yourself. Say that I am beautiful. God made me this way. Why? Because there's a task he wants me to do to glorify him. Why? Because he loves you. Because he loves us. Because he loves me. We are on this earth for a purpose. We are all given a destiny. We are all given a purpose. We are all given a reason. You can find it. It's within you. If you take the time, get away from what society says who you are. Get away from what people say who you are, what you should be, how you should be, what you should do, how you should walk, how you should dress, how you should wear your hair. Look at what makes you who you are, because that's the only person in this world is who you are. There's not another person in this world like you. Wouldn't you want to see the best for who you are? Wouldn't you want to be the best for who you are? Wouldn't you want to shine from the inside so people will see the beauty of who you are from the inside, not from the outside? Listen, no matter what you do to the outside, you are still the same person on the inside. Shine from the inside. Let that shine come out so people can see that light coming out of you. Open yourself up from the inside. Shine and let people see who you are from the inside. Work on your talents, work on your gifts. Your destiny is here. No matter how old you are, young, older, you still have a destiny. God put that in you. You didn't say, well, by the time you get a certain age, your destiny is gone. He put it in you. However you use it, when you use it, it is still in you. If you want to be a great singer and you think I'm too old, if you want to be a good writer, you think I can't write. Whatever it is, God put that gift in you, and it will always be in you until He calls you home. Use your gift, use your talents at any age. Shine and be glad and glorified of who you are in God. Show the world, no matter how old you are, you can still do great things. You can still love great things. Stop thinking I'm too old, I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm not this, I don't have this, I don't have that. You have everything in you to do your gift and to reach your goal. But happiness comes from within you. Find what makes you happy in a positive way. Things that are positive, not negative, because God is not negative. He put the gifts in you, and He will show you. Take a chance. I'm saying, look into yourself. You wonder, how am I going to do this? You start to work on your gift. God will bring people along your pathway to help lift you up on your gift. Stepping stones to help you move forward. All of a sudden, you'll meet somebody, and they will give you information that you can use on your gift. Take the information inside, use it, grow, be strong. Take your time, because success does not come overnight. Use your wisdom wisely. Be strong, be powerful, glorify yourself. Use God in the manner that He asks you to. Let Him shine in you no matter what you do, no matter where you go. Show that God lives in you by your walk and your talk. Lift people up. Help people along the way. Be a stepping stone for them. Help them grow. Help them be strong. Help them move forward. Then you can be a better person. But remember, it starts from within you. It all starts with you. Happiness, love, destiny, all starts with you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you would take a chance, you can read the book. It's called To Flourish. God is the Light. We are the Spectrum. It's found on Amazon, eBay, and some of the poems are on iTunes. Thank you, God bless you, and stay strong.